I don't know how long I slept. It just feels good not to remember what I dreamed. Derek has already left for work. He seems to be leaving earlier and earlier these days. The house is quiet, and I tiptoe down the hallway to the bathroom. I push open the door, and it bounces back and almost closes again. I use the wooden spoon that I keep on top of the door jamb to reach in and turn on the lights so that I don't have to put my hand into the darkness. The light turns on, and I jump back. I thought I saw someone in the room. I slowly peek around the corner and see my reflection in the mirror. It doesn't look like me. Streaks of white and gray intertwine with my once jet black hair. My eyes look like two hollow sockets, the dark circles beneath making my face look like one of those Halloween skeleton masks. My top hangs loosely below my collarbones. I try to smile, but it makes my cheeks appear hollow and sunken in. I don't feel like brushing my teeth anymore. I don't think I can look at myself that long without screaming. I head downstairs to check the rest of my house. It usually takes me at least an hour to make sure my house is secure before I can relax a little and eat some breakfast. First, I start in the living room. The console stereo sits in front of the picture window. It's the only piece of furniture that doesn't block the view so as to allow the detection of any movement creeping around outside the house. I check behind and underneath the stereo and the sofa with my flashlight, which in case of emergency can be used as a weapon. Then I look up into the lampshade of the lamp. This way I can be sure that one isn't going to run up behind me like when I was in the hospital. I checked my room at least 10 times a day, so I don't know how one of them got into my room. I suppose it would have been easy enough for it to get into the hospital. All it had to do was run ahead on its little legs. It always amazes me how fast they can run on those floppy shoes and climb into the ambulance before anyone noticed it was missing. They're small enough that they can hide almost anywhere, and that's why I had to check my room so often. And sure enough, one had figured out where I was. They always do. And it was hiding in my room. When I went to check the lampshade, it came running up behind me, screaming at the top of its lungs. I screamed too and darted out of its way and ran out the door and down the hallway, warning everyone that one of them had found me and there were likely to be more. I thought maybe I could at least save one person besides myself. I found a doctor and told her to get everyone out and get staff to check the rooms, but she just stared, talking to me in her, "It's okay that you're crazy," voice. The next thing I remember, I was walking up in a room with only a mattress on the floor. Nothing else for comfort or protect myself with, just a stupid mattress. That's when I knew that I had to get out of there, and I signed myself out the next day, despite Derek's wishes. Then I check under the love seat, which of course is up against the wall, no kitty corner furniture in this house, and it sits in between the sofa and the console. I check under the cushions of the furniture. I never would have thought to check there except about 3 days ago when I went to sit down. I felt a lump under me, and when I lifted the cushion, I found my butcher knife. I think one of those clowns tried to balance it under there in hopes that I wouldn't notice it and stab myself when I sat down. Their plan didn't work, and now all the knives have been removed from the house. The corner between the love seat and the sofa is empty. There was a chair there at one time, and it did sit kitty corner, leaving a space between the back of the wall and the chair. Well, it wasn't long before the creatures figured it out to be an excellent hiding spot. And while I was sitting in the chair one day, one grabbed hold of the back of my hair and was hanging on so hard I couldn't move from the chair. When I finally freed myself, I had lost a huge clump of hair. I still find strands of it around the house as if they're a constant reminder that I'm never going to be safe until they're all dead. The entertainment center stands against the wall opposite the love seat on the same wall that encloses the stairway leading to the bedroom and upstairs bathroom. I check behind it to make sure that nothing is climbing up the back on the wires from the TV, and then check the cupboard where I used to keep my CDs. Now, of course, the space is empty. Ever since yesterday, that is. Yesterday morning, I found a little shoe in there. Not just a regular little shoe, but a floppy red one. Today I'm going to nail that cupboard door shut. The kitchen takes the longest to check, with all the cupboards and crawl spaces between the appliances. I always tiptoe into the kitchen and cautiously open the cupboard doors while holding a pepper grinder in one hand, ready to smash their little clown heads into smithereens should one of them jump out at me. Behind the refrigerator, I found their plastic balloons they were carrying when Derek brought them home. "Look, hon," he said, "aren't they cute?" I looked all right. I looked at their beady little grease-painted eyes. Their bright little costumes, colors of orange, green, red, and light blue covered their little bodies. All had name tags. Toothy, read one, and he had buck teeth to match the name. Blinky, read another, and he looked as though he were in a daze. The third read Jocko. His face was painted in a small grin, and his eyes held on to me wherever I went in the room. All three wore floppy red shoes. All three of them were carrying something. Toothy had balloons. Blinky had bowling pins and to juggle, and Jocko carried a small dog. All of them were smiling, no doubt happy they had finally found me. "Are you all right?" Derek asked. "No, I'm not all right. Where did you find those things? I can't get them in my house. I've spent the last 30 years of my life trying to get away from those damn things, and you bring them home? What the hell were you thinking about?" Derek looked at me dumbfounded. "What the hell are you talking about?" He really did look confused. I have to give him that. "Don't play stupid. Just get them out of my house." I was on the verge of tears by this time, but he didn't care. "I don't play stupid," he yelled, "and if you want them out of your house, you can get them out yourself." He put the clowns down on the console stereo and walked out the door. He didn't return until the ambulance came to get me. Once the cupboard and kitchen searches finished, I eat my breakfast. I always sit at the kitchen table. I sit in front of the window. From here, not only can I see outside, but I can also see the doorway to the living room and into the downstairs bathroom, which is just off the kitchen. The basement door has a deadlock on this side, so I can keep it locked at all times. I don't worry about getting locked in the basement because I never go down there. The back door stands between the bathroom and the table, and I leave that locked too. The back door doesn't have a deadbolt. It would take too much time to unlock it should I need to get out in a hurry. But the knob has one of those locks in which all I have to do is turn the knob and it opens. The sink, stove, cupboards, and refrigerator are all on the opposite side of the table on the other side of the kitchen, so I don't have to sit with my back to anything except a wall.